Through the various different concepts that allow us to open up our siddur, the next idea that we need to discuss in depth is the idea of a bracha. So much of our tefillahs actually revolve around brachas. The way that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah decided to establish Shemona Esrei, which effectively they're turning psukim into prayers, is by establishing 18 and then later 19 brachas. We have Birkas Kriyas Shema. We have Pesukei Dezimra, which is bookended by brachas. We have Birkas HaShacha. Tens of brachas throughout our morning service. And again, Mincha, Maariv, it's mostly brachas. So what are brachas? The truth is, we actually need to distinguish, because there are different types of brachas in the Torah. There's the bracha which Hashem bestows upon His creatures. That means you have blessings which bring progress, increase, and prosperity. There are brachas that Hashem, are directed towards Hashem by man, which express praise and honor and gratitude. And there are brachas that men extend to each other, which is a wish or a prayer that Hashem grant them the blessings or the benefit that you wish upon them. The truth is the middle category, the blessing of Hashem by His creations, by His creatures. This is really the core of every tefillah. V'rachta es Hashem alekech, which was v'achalta v'savata v'rachta, it's the source of Birkas Hamazon, and is really the prototype of the whole institution of brachas, which the Gemara in Brachas tells us. It's learnt out from the Chazal have woven brachas into the texture of our lives, and in doing so, have elevated and ennobled the spirit of the Jewish people. The Torah, says Rav Munk, uses the ripening of fruit of the land to direct our thoughts from the fruit to the owner of both the fruit and the land. This is the idea of Birkas Hamazon. In this way, Chazal understood that all the varied experiences of life, everything that happens to us, is a teaching from Hashem, and it's a reminder of our devotion to Him. Things that happen to us time and again call upon us to look upon Him to renew our offerings of gratitude towards Him through the medium of bracha. Every enjoyment, every striking phenomena of nature, each and every performance of a mitzvah, brings to our lips the acknowledgement of bracha. We say baruch Atah Hashem. Within this category also we have Birkas HaNenin, where we acknowledge Hashem as the sole source and provider of sustenance as well as the source of all pleasure. When we say a bracha before any pleasure, do we actually become worthy of receiving that enjoyment? Gemara tells us, Kol HaNenin min ha'olam hazeh, b'lo bracha mal. If anyone enjoys something in this world without a bracha, it's a sacrilegious act. Because really everything belongs to Hashem. It's only when we make the bracha that we actually have the right to enjoy. What's the idea? The idea, according to the Maharal, is that everything in its natural state is an act of praise of Hashem. When we detach the apple from the tree, it's no longer doing that. So we elevate it when we, as Baalei Bechira, agents of free choice, then praise Hashem as a result of that fruit. We're actually elevating that fruit.